أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. In the previous ayat, Allah explained the terrible condition of the munafiqeen, that is, they don't go in jihad themselves, they stalk other people, and then they taunt the others, and they make such terrible claims that had you people not gone out in jihad, then you should not have died. We stayed at home and we did not die. Death is not in the hands of anyone or anything, it is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah challenged them and told them, if death is in your control, then don't die. Whether you're going to die on the battlefield or you're going to die at home, everyone has to die. So death will come to a person. Fortunate is that person who dies a death of honor, a death of great respect. And the highest of that is that he gives his life to him who gave him his life. That is to Allah Ta'ala. That a person gives his life in jihad to Allah Ta'ala, that is the greatest way of giving one's life. Otherwise, death will find one wherever he is, and death will not spare any person. And that what is the basis of these munafiqeen who don't want to go in jihad, who stop other people, who say that if you not gone in jihad, you should not have died, it is the love of this world. According to them, that is the limit where they see the enjoyment of this world. And that is a very short-sighted person. A person who is short-sighted, who can't see far. He only sees these benefits for a little while. And beyond that, he does not see. He can't see. As Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only know the outward things of this dunya, and they are totally unaware of the akhirat. Even the enjoyment, only the outward enjoyment of this dunya they know. They don't even know the reality of enjoyment in this dunya. That is to have iman, to have connection with Allah, to find the love of Allah, to be with Allah. They have got no idea of that. Only the outward and mainly also the enjoyment which they regard is mostly in sin. All types of sin, they regard that as enjoyment. Whereas that is azab of Allah Ta'ala. And of the akhirat, what the enjoyment of there is, which is explained, that la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen it, wala udhunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard of it, wala khatra ala qalbi bashar, and nobody has ever dreamt or imagined what the enjoyment of akhirat is. That is the real life. So Allah Ta'ala says these people are totally oblivious, unmindful of that. So Allah says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. اور تو نہ سمجھ ان لوگوں کو جو مارے گئے اللہ کے راہ میں مردے. Don't think that those people who have been martyred in the path of Allah, they are dead, just lying like that, nothing is happening. No, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. بلکہ وہ زندہ ہے. They are alive, and their life is much, much more better than the lives that we have got in this world. For example, one person who is paralyzed, he also got life. But a person who is healthy, walking around himself, doing all his own work, what does the paralyzed person know what that person's life is? One person is in a coma, he's also alive. You can't go and bury him, that now he can't eat for himself, he can't do his toilet himself. You can't go and bury him, he's still alive. But what life is that? Just like that, this life of this dunya is nothing compared to the life of akhirat. We think we are enjoying here, there's life here, but that is, you can't even call it life compared to the akhirat. That is the real life what Allah has given there. So Allah Ta'ala says, they are alive by Allah, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ, بلکہ وہ زندہ ہے اپنے رب کے پاس کھاتے پیتے. They are by Allah and they are eating that food, that we eat food here to keep us alive. We have that enjoyment. and what the enjoyment of that food and what spiritual advancement it gives you there, and then you come closer to Allah Ta'ala, these people can never ever imagine it also. And those who pass away in the path of Allah, in jihad, etc., the pain is only so much as when it touches the skin. After that, immediately they go into great enjoyment and ecstasies of the akhirah. Like in this world, if we have to have an injection, or we have blood removed for a blood test, the pain or we feel just when the needle pierces the skin. After that, the needle is still in, it's drawing blood, but we don't feel no pain after that. So the people who pass away as martyrs, their pain is only that split second, that when they just go into the akhirah, and immediately after that they enjoy the great, great ecstasies of the akhirah, and the great enjoyment, immediately they start enjoying it. So it is just that split moment, just as they just transfer to the akhirah, after that they feel no pain whatsoever. In fact, they have great enjoyment. So that is the reality of the life of the akhirah. And this, it was borne out on so many occasions. The Quran Sharif, it explains itself of the instance of Ashabi Uhudud, that is the king who said he is God, Allah, and all must worship him. The people who refused, they dug trenches in the earth, filled it with fire, and whoever refused to believe that king is God, they should throw them into the fire. In that, a woman was brought with a little baby still in her arms, a few weeks old baby, a few days old baby, and they told her, but she said, no, it's only Allah, I believe only in Allah. They snatched the baby and threw the baby in the fire. Now they wanted to take her and throw her. She doubted a little bit. Immediately her baby called out to her and said, oh Amma, don't be afraid. There is great enjoyment. There are great gardens of Jannat in the fire. Don't be afraid to come in the fire. Outwardly it looks like that fire, just in entering is that little bit pain, and immediately is the great, great enjoyment. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire. What a big fire they had burned for him. But as soon as he just entered it, Allah made it a garden for him. In the same way, many other cases also, those people who passed away as shaheed, they explained that they only felt the pain just at that moment, that split moment. After that, it was just great enjoyment. So for the shuhada, Allah has kept a high, high position. And the munafiqeen, they are the last to understand this. They got no taste of iman. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, they've got no taste. Mu'mineen, we should have understand. And in the Quran, where Allah has explained it to us, we should not be afraid for jihad and to go and to give our lives in the path of Allah. That is the most honorable death a person can get, is the death of a shaheed. And we should covet for that. And it comes in the hadith, a person who never even thought ever I'll go in jihad, or had the desire of going in jihad, even if he dies as normally as a Muslim, but he dies on a branch of hypocrisy. So we all should have in our heart that if we get the opportunity, and we should wish that we get the opportunity to go in jihad, and we give our lives for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.